This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Speaking about bigger schools, what about FAU? New head coach Zach Kittley arrived just in time for the spring, the new year. A lot of optimism in Boca Raton, and certainly this is a program that, you know, hasn't announced the full schedule, but has announced enough that we know that they'll be playing Maryland, which in the opening game. And that's going to be pretty interesting. And then also in the first few games, it'll be the Shula Bowl against FIU. Cameron Priester covers FAU year-round, basketball, football, and certainly has a pulse on what's going on with the new regime in football. From Owls247, kind enough to join us this evening. Cam, thanks so much for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure, man.
New regime, the Zach Kittley regime, his era has started. We're a couple of weeks away from the start of spring football. What's gone on so far? Because you've had that recruiting class to kind of work on. The portal's open. How are things going, you know, over the first month and a half of his new regime there?
I think there's, around Boca Raton, a lot of excitement right now. Not only because, like you said, there's a new regime, but this is a program that has struggled a lot the past 3 years. And with new head coach Zach Kittley, they're kind of taking a different approach than they did than their last two hires in Tom Herman and Willie Taggart. Those were two coaches that had been in the Power Four and then rehired at FAU. And obviously, it just didn't work. This time around, though, they took a little bit of a different approach. Zach Kittley's a really, really young guy. He's one of, if not the youngest college football coach, and it's going to be his first head coaching job. And I think, like any first-time head coach, there's going to be a bit of a learning curve, but I think a lot of the excitement comes from his background. He coached at Texas Tech alongside Cliff Kingsbury. He worked with Patrick Mahomes there. He also worked with Bailey Zappe at Western Kentucky as an offensive coordinator. And if you remember, that was a high, high-flying offense. They scored a lot of points. They aired the ball out. A lot of offense to talk about with the teams that Zach Kittley's coached. And I think that a lot of people are excited about the prospect of that in Boca Raton, not only because, like I said, they've struggled a lot the past couple years, but there wasn't a lot of offense to talk about at FAU in the past couple of years. So I think not only a new regime, but just a lot of change, I think, is going to be coming to FAU in this season with this new coaching staff. And I think a lot of people are excited about.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up a good point, too, when you talk about the excitement, the excitement of the team, because I know the fans have been promised over the last couple of years, especially last year. They went into the 2024 season, Cam, and they were thinking, hey, we could, you know, we could go 8-9 wins. We can get to a bowl game. And then things started happening. Losses kind of piled up. Are the fans, student body, a little gun shy about getting too excited too early, you think?
I think a little bit, just because, like I said, similar to what I'm saying now, there was a lot of excitement about the last two coaches. There was a lot of excitement about Tom Herman, being how much he won at Texas. He won 4 bowl games. He was around 75 winning percentage when he came to FAU. And I think there was a lot to be excited about as well with Willie Taggart. He was really pretty successful in his 1 year at Oregon. Didn't go his way at Florida State, but I think a lot of people were excited about him too. It's just the fact that, you know, a Power Four coach is now coming to FAU. And I think you have a point that, you know, with the struggles of the past couple of years, fans, student body, people around Boca Raton are a little checked out, if you will, and are a little hesitant to, you know, go all in, you know, with this new regime. But I think while there is, like you said, a little bit of that being shyness, I think there's equally as much excitement for all the reasons I just mentioned. A really young coach, who was able to, even though he was put in a tough position when he was hired, I think he did a really good job at being able to retain as much talent, through the high school recruiting trail. But I think he did a good job in loading up on some talent through the transfer portal as well, which with the timeline they had, was probably very easy. He was probably in a lot of recruiting battles, I think, through the transfer portal and on the recruiting trail in that couple of weeks right after he got the job. So I'm impressed with the amount of talent he was able to retain with the position he was put in.
Yeah, no doubt. Cam Priester joining us. He covers FAU football for Owls 247. And not only that, is the recruiting class. I think the surprise thing is that they were able to hold on to some of those recruits. And I think that's for a number of reasons. Obviously, you know as well as I do, this is paradise. They play a really challenging schedule. A lot of the parents can, you know, have an opportunity to come and see them. They struck gold a little bit at St. Thomas, Logan Husband, offensive lineman, and Braden Howe, who was always also at West Boca for a little bit. But some of the kids that I thought that may not stick were Cameron Gooden, who I think is going to be a real good one out of Westwood and Fort Pierce, and Hector Chavez. Yeah. From Miami Columbus, who I had an opportunity to watch, arguably one of the best linebackers in South Florida over a 3-year period, to hold on to those players along with Namari Brantley, who I think is going to be a bear at the nose tackle once he starts maturing. Talk about that, because I think that getting this recruiting class and getting some freshmen on board, and a lot of them, I know a lot of them came in early, is really essential to building this program. Yeah, you want to use the portal, but more of an enhancement. You want to kind of build the blocks with freshmen, and they seem to have done it the last couple of years pretty well.
Exactly. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Starting off with, like you said, at St. Thomas Aquinas, Logan Husband and Brandon Hoke. I think one of his first priorities as FAU head coach should be to build a wall around Palm Beach and Broward County. You have to be able to recruit, you know, your area as well as you possibly can. And I think he got a really good start with those two. You mentioned Hector Chavez. That's a really, really good pickup at linebacker. Namari Brantley, a really good pickup on the defensive line. But I'm also really, really excited to watch these trio of wide receivers. One of them that you mentioned was Brandon Hoke, but also being able to hold on to Jade Card out of Miami Norland. That's a really, really, really big way to hold on to a really good player. That was one recruitment that I was watching whenever Kittley got hired, so holding on to him was big. Same thing with Michael Calixte, a really good wide receiver out of Dr. Phillips in Orlando. So that trio of wide receivers to go with, like you said, a bunch of really good players, on the front seven on defense. I'm really, really impressed with their recruiting class that they were able to hold on to.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly because of the fact that you get guys. And, you know, Jay Card somewhere along the line was a four-star football player. And you look at guys like Tycool Hill, Lumen, who, you know, came out a couple years ago from Norland. I mean, that's a guy that I thought, you know, that anybody, you know, would get them. This would be great. And a kid from last year, Gavin Marcelin, who is almost 255 now, a kid out of Berlin Jesuit, who I thought – probably, and I said it last year openly, Cam, I thought he was a steal of the entire recruiting class last year. And a lot of the coaches I've talked to said, hey, you know what, he's really, really doing a tremendous job. Let everybody know how you could they could follow you, because we're going to hit you up again around spring and see what's going on. But up until then, everybody's going to kind of want to check out the website and also for your social media. Let everybody know how they can follow.
Exactly. They can find me and all my work on Twitter at CamPriester247. And like you said, all the work me and my partner do at Owls247 can be found online at Owls247.com.
Good stuff. Hey, I can't thank you enough. We'll check you out in a few weeks when we start spring off and see how some of these new faces are doing.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. Cameron Priester. As he said, from Owls247, and exciting website, exciting follow. I check it out almost basically every day. Check my boy Shane Marinelli, how he's doing. He's great with the kids, knows the area really well as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close out hour number one. Azubi Charles will talk University of Miami from canesport.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.